Padraig Kate here from RAF Bryce Norton. So we have arrived finally at day 8 of our pilgrimage, Easter Sunday, and I want to read you St John's account of the resurrection of Jesus. Here it is. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. But the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she bent over to look in. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They've taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they've laid him." When she said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I've not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I've seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. I want us to focus on Mary's experience. Imagine how you'd feel if you went to lay some flowers at a grave and found it open and the body missing. That's Mary's experience. She thinks grave robbers must have been at work. So the story begins in darkness and horror. Understandably, Mary runs off for help, alerting Simon Peter and another disciple to the missing body, and they dash onto the scene, but don't really offer Mary much help. They depart, leaving her alone, weeping by the open tomb. Her loss is devastating. She loved Jesus. He was a friend to her, and now he's dead. On top of that, it looks like his body has been moved for some unfathomable reason. I imagine she is at the lowest point of her life. Where does she go from here, weeping into the dark? It all looks so hopeless. There's a lovely line in the service of morning prayer that the padres on base say every day. It goes like this: "In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us." It is a beautiful image of the sun breaking through the darkness as a new day breaks. Easter Day is a promise that the sun will always break through the darkness. Sometimes we must wait in patience for that to happen, but we can always wait in hope. Sometimes hope arrives unexpectedly and we don't recognise it at first. That's true for Mary, who thinks that the resurrected Jesus before her is a gardener. She doesn't recognise him, perhaps because she just doesn't expect to see him. Sometimes we only see what we expect to see. In what must be the most moving scene in the Bible, Jesus speaks her name aloud, and suddenly the hope bursts out and she gets it. He lives. The dawn from on high bursts into her dark world. The story of the resurrection of Jesus is a story of hope triumphant in the face of death. It's a hope beyond all our imaginings, a hope beyond all our rational ability to understand. It doesn't take away the pain of loss. It doesn't make all things as they once were, but it makes all things new. It turns over the page and says there is always a new tomorrow, and that changes the way we look at today. So today, though things are strange, though our church buildings are closed, our friends and our families perhaps far away, we live in isolation in uncertain times, but whatever we face, we can face it in the sure and certain Easter hope that in God's time, the dawn from on high will break upon us. And given that, I wish you a very, very happy Easter. And a pilgrimage prayer for this Easter Sunday. Grant us, good Lord, Easter faith to trust that the dawn from on high will break upon us to dispel these dark and difficult days. Grant us, good Lord, Easter hope to look for the good around us to guide the way we live. And grant us, good Lord, Easter love to speak out the story of your resurrection life in thought and word and deed. Amen.